In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, just how desperate are the Indianapolis Colts to find a quarterback? They are calling out 44-year-old Philip Rivers to come save the day. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Philip Rivers has not thrown a pass in the NFL in 5 years.
Yep.
He's currently a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. That's how far in the rearview mirror his playing career is. And he's older than 13 head coaches currently coaching in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The 8-5 Colts have already now gone through two injured quarterbacks, Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson. Now their third quarterback, Riley Leonard, has a knee injury. So Shane Steichen is calling out old reliable Philip Rivers.
That's amazing. He's older than Shane Steichen. Shane Steichen's 40. They are, apparently, they have a brain meld. They're two, they share the same brain football-wise. So, at least here, will you admit, I know you think this is all kind of silly and ridiculous, will you admit that at least he knows the offense? That's something. Something you can hold on to, but you can't just pull a guy out of nowhere on a Tuesday and say, here's my offense.
No, I get it, but the muscle memory or knowing the offense, I think, is only going to take you so far when you have not seen live action in this amount of time. Apparently, the workout went very well, except for, obviously, Philip Rivers is not in game shape. And why would he be? Because he's been coaching high school football and raising a bunch of kids for the last few years. Here's the thing. If I told you, what do you think the odds are that Philip Rivers, this becomes a Disney movie and he saves the season?
None.
So why are we even doing it, right? Is it just our curiosity? This is such a Hail Mary, no pun intended, from the Colts to try to do anything. The chances that it works are so slim. That's all. I'm like, why go through the trouble of him coming back where he could get really hurt out there if he's not protected?
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Maybe none was too harsh. Maybe 0.1%. I think the fact that he knows the offense is a big deal. So might as well. I mean, I'm not as worried as you guys are that he's going to get majorly injured. And if I was worried about that, I'm much more worried about the Texans game when he's 2 weeks in, because I think they'll be very conservative. He's going to drop back 10 times or 15 times and throw passes. Right? I mean, they're not going to do a Flacco and have him sling it 35 times.
Well, that's the thing. We always thought with Joe Flacco, Joe Flacco, he'll go out there and throw 15, 16 passes, 42 pass attempts later.
Yeah, and it was awesome. He got the Browns in the playoffs at 38, and even now, it still looks good. The passes are gorgeous.
Yeah, but the thing about Flacco, what he did sort of a miracle with the Cleveland Browns a couple years ago, is Flacco had been on NFL rosters. He had been in NFL training camps, doing the NFL training. Philip Rivers, I don't know what he does and if he has any personal time, like what his workouts are like, but they're not going to be anywhere close to what you need for the NFL. Here's the thing, though. If it's going to be anyone, I can understand Rivers wanting to do it, because that guy is nuts. He was nuts when he played. He was always the gambler. He was intense as anyone, screaming, yelling. Like, I get it. The football is never going to leave you, right? Like, you can take that guy out of football, but you're never going to take football out of the guy. But even this, to me, seems like a disaster waiting to happen. And the last time the Colts went sort of this outside the box with a decision, very different, the Jeff Saturday decision. All right, we're going to go outside the box. We're going to bring back a legend. He knows us. The same thing you're saying. He knows us. He knows the culture. We need this guy. Well, you know what? It was desperation. There was a little bit of a peak when they beat the Raiders. And then Jeff Saturday, that whole situation turned into a laughingstock. And I think Philip Rivers, people are tuning in partly because of this just curiosity. And I think they're wondering if he's going to fall flat on his face.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I hope if he fell flat on his face, it won't be so embarrassing. It certainly won't affect his Hall of Fame candidacy. I was looking a couple guys. Kurt Warner almost came back at 43 to the Cardinals and did not. Troy Aikman, it was way out of his career. I remember he almost came back. He said they almost came out of retirement in 2003 to join the Dolphins. So this is a thing. I mean, because quarterback is just different. It's a different position.
Right, but you're talking about guys who thought about it and didn't do it. This Rivers is in Indianapolis today.
Kurt Warner said that he would have done it if they never called him. I just think that, By the way, I bet you Brady's had a lot of thoughts in his second half of his 40s. I bet you he's had a lot of thoughts. I just think quarterback's a different position where obviously you're not as speed reliant, you know, or athleticism reliant as the other positions. And if things go well, you're not going to have as much physical contact as the other positions. So it's not like offensive line where you have to collide with a guy. By the way, another position I think you can play till you're pretty old, but you're not going to have to collide with a guy on every play. Hopefully you just hand the ball off a lot.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's not like playing middle linebacker. Like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, cornerback or anything. Yeah.
Sure, sure. But I think we're also then kind of selling short the demands of the position.
And obviously not. A 44-year-old guy is coming off the couch.
Well, there's so, first of all, we haven't seen whether it's worked or not, you know? And right now he's on practice squad, so we don't know what's the deal. Because if Riley Leonard is healthy enough to play, you imagine he would play, right? But you're not bringing Philip Rivers to sit on the bench.
He might, I mean, I think Riley Leonard is iffy because of the knee. But I tell you, I mean, there are two, what's the oldest position on the field will be the kicker. The kicker you can play really old, but the second oldest is quarterback. There's a reason that you can play into your 40s because it's not as physically demanding as the other positions. There's no other, there's very, very few other stats except for Jerry Rice at any other position over 40. Quarterbacks can play into their 40s. It's a, them and kickers. That's about it.
Yeah. I also think that the guys who are playing really old quarterbacks, like in their 40s, like Pittsburgh Steelers and, you know, what the Browns were doing, Joe Flacco, like they weren't the first option. You know, these are like plan
Steelers,
Bs. You know, what was he like?
What was their first option?
And should he have been, I guess, is another question. I think that people look at the Steelers and we'll see what happens. They might make the playoffs with a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers. But I think people were looking at that just one week ago, the loss to the Bills and saying they mismanaged the offseason. Have Aaron Rodgers back.
No, I don't think the Steelers had any other option. I mean, was Aaron Rodgers or what, Mason Rudolph?
Yeah, so it's not like they were choosing.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
but it was not because they had all these choices. Instead of going with the 27-year-old guy, we're going to go with the 42-year-old.
Right. That's the thing. And by the way, same thing's going to happen to Pittsburgh this offseason. There's nothing out there for them. They're not high enough to draft once again and rinse, wash, repeat with the Steelers.
Well, maybe Philip Rivers really shows them something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Nobody thought Favre was coming back and having an MVP year at 39. Not that Rivers is going to do that, but I do think older quarterbacks have value. Definitely. Like, you could just hit gold with a 40-year-old all the time.
But Favre wasn't out of football.
Right. No, I know. I'm just saying.
It's so different.
I'm saying it's a much different position than any other position. You definitely can play way older.
I'd love to hear from the audience. 888-710-4ISN. Do you think this is going to make an impact on the Colts season? All right, let's get to the great debate.
The Great Debate Series.
All right, we do this every Wednesday at this time, and we do something loosely based on the news. And Pearl, it was only, 48 hours ago that Jalen Hurts was involved in what we believe might be one of the most embarrassing plays of all time. It was an interception that turned into a fumble that Jalen Hurts then recovered, that he then fumbled away. Two turnovers by the same person in the same play. You just don't see that kind of thing. It got us to thinking, what is the most embarrassing play in sports history? Why don't you start us off?
Okay. Can I do a runner-up real quick?
No.
I'm doing a runner-up.
Okay.
There's a list that, I don't know, you Google most embarrassing plays, and there's a list on Yard Barker that comes up. I know because we've done versions of this before. And the first play is an incredible story about a player named Fred Merkel on the New York Giants who failed to touch second base, and the crowd ran onto the field and someone found the ball and tagged him out. Do you know what that play was called?
No.
That was called Merkel's Boner.
Oh,
we've done this before
yes,
on the show.
We've done this before.
Yeah.
Oh, we have talked about it, but I just
You've
love
talked about
Once
that
I heard
before.
Merkel's Boner, I was like, I can't forget that one.
Yeah, no, I know. I was looking at the list last night. I'm like, let's bring back Merkel's Boner.
I forgot everything else about it except for that those two words.
Exactly. Yeah, of course. So I just want to throw that out there to All entertain right. the audience. If there are any kids in the car, I apologize for using the B word. Well, okay.
And now a parent might have a lot of explaining to do.
I hope not. Okay. I'm going to pick actually Jim Marshall running the wrong way, one of the most famous plays in NFL history.
I had made the biggest mistake you could probably make in a football game.
Kilmer driving for the first down, loses the football. It's picked up by Jim Marshall, who's running the wrong way. Marshall is running the wrong way, and he's running it into the end zone the wrong way. Thinks he scored a touchdown. He scored a safety.
One of the 49er players came up and said, thanks, Jim, or something to that effect. You knew right away, well, you really messed up this time.
Yeah.
Jim, you ran the wrong way.
October 25th, 1964. Marshall was a really good player, two-time Pro Bowler, part of the Purple People Eaters. They actually won that game, so it's not that tragic. Can you imagine, Maggie, if that play happened in the modern social media era?
No, it's just so the funniest part about the play always to me is trying to get inside his head, yeah. wondering why is there all this green grass in front of me? Like, this is the easiest score. This is the easiest play I'm ever going to have in my life, not knowing that.
Right. I also love how happy he looked. Like, that's
exactly.
And there are a lot of plays, like, yeah, exactly. Like, how proud he was of himself. I'm like, yes, look at me. Big lineman running in. I'm glad they won the game. I'm glad he didn't even seem that sad. I mean, he had a great career, so it's all good.
You know, this once happened in a youth basketball game that my brother was playing in. And
oh yeah, youth basketball
scored on the wrong basket.
Oh my god!
And my mom and I still laugh about it to this day.
Yeah, that happens every other weekend in youth basketball. Like, I coached, I refereed you little kids. It's so funny.
Well,
every
they weren't
time.
That little. It was like middle school, but still, and that's pretty little. I don't know. My mom and I, to this day, we always talk about the kid. I won't say his name on air because, like, what? He doesn't deserve that. But,
I think Eric will be okay.
You remember his name?
Yes, we know his parents. God. I'm from a small town. I ran into him once in New York City and was like, the guy who
Did
scored
say
on the wrong basket.
And he said, don't mention that play on air, Maggie.
Oh, man. Ah, so funny. Okay, the most embarrassing play in sports history. To me, I'm going to take the layup here, guys. Not in the wrong basket. I'm going to take the layup because this has now become shorthand for the most embarrassing play. I present the butt fumble.
First and 10 New York at their own 31-yard line. Broken play. Mark Sanchez scrambles up the middle. Lost the football. It's picked up and running into the end zone for Steve Gregory.
You know how they say run the daylight? Nobody ever told Mark Sanchez about running the daylight. Because where he ran, trust me, there is no daylight.
He ran right to the back of Brandon Moore, fumbled the ball.
That's what he will forever be associated with. Like my dad always says, paint 1,000 paintings, no one will ever call you an artist. Do one butt fumble, and you're a butt fumbler for life.
Narrator, Mark Sanchez might be known for another thing. But anyway, butt fumble, I actually feel for Brandon Moore here, Pearl. He was just a very good offensive guard who was on this great offensive line for the Jets at the time with future Hall of Famers, and he was just living his life like as a very good offensive lineman. Now he's forever the butt of the butt fumble.
Yeah, I mean, definitely you want to be the butt though, right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's better than the other
than being
side.
The Sanchez.
Definitely better. Definitely
so
better.
This is what people don't remember about the butt fumble. So the butt fumble happened on Thanksgiving, which makes it even worse because obviously it was a huge audience. You're playing the Patriots, who had been kicking the division's butt for 20 years or was on their, you know, was in this run of just unbelievable dominance, even though the Jets had a couple years where they kind of gave them a run for their money. The final score was 49-19. The first quarter was scoreless. This is a 0-0 tie. The Jets actually held the ball for 12 minutes out of the possible 15 in the second quarter, but the butt fumble was only one of three fumbles that were all returned four touchdowns that happened in that quarter. The score at the half was 35-3. They scored 35 points in the second quarter, and the Buff fumble is just one of the fumbles that happened.
I did not know that.
The most memorable. I know. No one remembers that part.
There's no names to the other fumbles.
Yeah. You're right. We should go and rename them. All right. We're asking, great debate today, the most embarrassing play in sports. EJ, go ahead.
Most of you guys will have embarrassing plays that are definitely embarrassing, but they're one-offs. The guy I'm picking is the Michael Jordan of embarrassing plays, and that is one Leon Lett on Thanksgiving.
It's a 41-yarder. It's a first down kick.
You see the ball spinning around on the white snow. And everybody's saying, get away, Peter, 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 meaning stay away from the ball, stay away from the ball. And all of a sudden you see one white jersey with a star on it come running out of nowhere.
I love the way Evan Smith tells that story. The ball is just slowing on the slow. And all of a sudden, one guy with that damn cowboy jersey runs and tries to grab the ball. And the announcer says, oh, no, it's Leon Lett again. And they said Leon Lett again because the previous Super Bowl against Maggie's Bills, he had another all-time embarrassing play as he's trying to run the ball in the end zone and he's showboating and he let the ball out and Dom Beebe knocked it out of his hands. Then now you come back about, you know, what, 10 months later, and he makes this embarrassing play where a blocked field goal by the Dolphins is going to allow the Cowboys to win the game, and he instead tries to recover it, which becomes a Dallas fumble. Dolphins recover, and they end up winning the game. And what's funny about this is a lot of people felt bad for Leon Lett, including one little girl in Dallas who tried to make him feel better.
A girl from one of the schools had sent him a note and said, gosh, Leon, don't worry about it. Last year during the Super Bowl, there was this guy that was going in to score a touchdown and had the ball ripped out of his hands right before he scored.
Oh.
It's not going to be a touchdown.
It's not.
So don't worry about it. People make mistakes all the time. They happen to be the same guy.
I mean, that's Bill Bates, another Cowboys great, talking about that story. I mean, Leon Lett, you're a legend.
Wow.
You are my pick for the great debate today.
Amazing. We're asking, what's the most embarrassing play in sports? Nico's in for Manny today. Nico, what do you have?
All right. November 20th, 1982, the Stanford Cardinal take the lead with 4 seconds left on a field goal. They send the kickoff away. They think they've won the game, but not so fast.
I'm in a perfect position for Moretz over the shoulder, and here came the ball floating down. And, look up, and there's a band.
We're running like crazy, trying to get to midfield. And we were clearly pretty early, one of the first on the field.
We just took off. And I remember I wanted to be at the front of the pack. And I was wearing this cone head. Oh, no, the play is not over.
Just an unbelievable moment. Poor John Elway, that ended up being his last ever college football game because the loss for Stanford kept them from becoming bowl eligible. So just an embarrassing moment for the entire Stanford Cardinal band.
Yeah.
Wait, it's embarrassing
whatever happened
for the
to
band?
That guy? No.
Yeah. I mean, it's
embarrassing for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Nico, yeah. I also love the fact that you weren't born in 82, 92. Were you even born in 2002?
No, I was born in 99.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. And the fact that you went pulled back into history that way, proud of you, man. All right. Andrew Bogish, take us home.
Well, I'm not sure if a baby Nico saw my suggestion, but I think this is the only one with an actual true victim. This is the 2000 Sydney Olympics, and it is Vince Carter versus Frederick Weiss.
In the first game against the Americans, what happened in that game?
Men fly. Vince Carter jump over me was like, it's not a jump. He was flying.
I just remember taking one, two dribbles, and I see the big fella standing there. I said, get up before he gets up to block my shot. Never in my life did I think that I would be able to jump over a human being at whatever height.
I closed my eyes first when he jumped over me. And when I opened my eye, I was like, okay, not a big deal, nothing happened. So after I watched the big screen, I said, oh baby, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. One man jumping over a 7-foot other man. And literally jumping over him and putting him in this shame, embarrassment hall of fame for eternity. You know, Leon Lett, Jim Marshall, the band, they did this to themselves. Frederick Weiss was just trying to play basketball, and Vince Carter swooped over the top of him.
It's amazing how humble Carter is about it, right? He's like, I always assumed Vince Carter was like, oh, I'm like, saw his spot. I was like, I'm going to make a moment.
Yeah, no, just jumped over a human being.
That wasn't player. Me.
Favorite player, favorite play. I love everything about it.
Terrible
it's so
haircut.
Audacious.
Terrible haircut for Vince Carter in 2000.
Yeah, no, he definitely had a down. I mean, it never really took off after Toronto. But
Vince Carter had hair?
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
You know, we're asking, what is the most embarrassing play in sports? That's the great debate for today. So we got plenty of good options for you there. To be honest, Pearl, I mean, nothing's going to top Merkel's...
Merkel's boner. Yeah. Can we put that on the poll?
Have you ever heard those two words
Nico
together?
Just passed out.
I know, he's
we're
responsible
the
for the board
here.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the name Merkel is funny already.
Yeah. You're already in the Merkel's funny. Already a funny
yeah,
name.
Merkel anything yeah. is going to make me giggle.
And by the way, everything from 1908 in baseball is hysterical. Like it was a wild team back then. Everyone had bizarre names like Lefty LaRue. And yeah. There's always a scandal or some mysterious woman involved. Like that was a sport. Man, if they had social media for back when Honus Wagner was rocking.
Well, he wouldn't have survived.
No. Yeah, everyone knows.
Canceled Honus, a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had that debate before. Would Honus Wagner have translated well to the social media era?
I think I might have just did a Honus Wagner Ty Cobb.
Yeah,
swap.
Ty Cobb has not aged well.
I can't speak to Honus Wagner's personality or morality, but Ty Cobb would not have done well on Instagram in 1908.
No. Tris Speaker's TikTok would have been fired. But what are the names? Like, we should do a deep dive into how people were named, what they had names, and. Honus, Tris. What is Tris?
What I thought all these were was that, you know, we talked about juniors and the thirds and all of that. I think the people, first of all, had lots of kids, so you had to come up with a lot of names.
you just ran out of them?
That's a good point. That's a good question.
I think so.
That's how you got Scooter Magoo.
Right. When you're like kid 13, James is no longer an option.
And then I think you have a lot of, everyone's named after the same couple people, and then you got to do nicknames to differentiate. Yeah.
And it's the names are funny. In the year 1900, the leading hitter was Honus Wagner. Number two was Elmer Flick. I mean, come on. That's awesome. And then you had Wee Willie Keeler.
Elmer was like Jason back then. I mean, that's how ubiquitous it was.
Nap LaJoy, who's a Hall of Famer, too.
What? Nap.
What's his name? Is it Napoleon, I guess?
I think it actually is Napoleon.
Then there's a guy named Mike Donlin. That'll work. Yeah, the Patsy Donovan. Ah, man, our names stink right now. There's a name, Boiler Yard Clark. Huh. Yeah, he was an all-star. There you go. Anyway, Merkel's boner. Vote for it.
And you can vote at Maggie and Pearl on X. The most embarrassing play of all time. What do you got? 888-710-4ISN.
I got to tell you, Maggie, back in the day, you could have picked Honus Wagner in Prize Picks. I would have done that because he would have done more than in Prize Picks. It's so simple to use.
Yeah.
You pick two or more players. You pick more or less on their stat projections. And right now, you can keep the season rolling by gaining $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. It's really great this time of year because there's so many different sports going on. You had a great college basketball last night, NBA. I guess it was that silly cup thing, but you can still play Prize Picks and have a great time.
Okay, yesterday, let's just say I have some improvements I need to make today. So I'm going with a couple sure things, Pearl. Sure things,
all right.
In my opinion. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31.5 points. Give me more then.
Definitely.
I mean, who doesn't love old Shai Gilgeous? And he's just fantastic. And tonight, Oklahoma City is playing against the Suns. So, more than 35.5. And I'm going to pair it up with just Old Faithful, Anze Kopitar. Let's just go with the guys I know. 1.5 shots on goal. Give me more than for the LA Kings superstar. So there we go. Download the Prize Picks app today. So simple. Use the code MNP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mm. Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff show. Apropos song for today's great debate, because we led the great debate with Merkel's boner.
I wonder where you're going with that.
The great debate is most embarrassing play in sports history. I went with Jim Marshall, Vikings defensive player running the wrong way and scoring a touchdown. Maggie?
I went with the butt fumble, the OG now, the shorthand for embarrassing plays. EJ?
I went with Leon Lett fumbling a blocked field goal.
Nico?
The Stanford band running out onto the field before the game was over.
Amazing. And Bogish went with Vince Carter dunking over Frederick Weiss. So I guess for Weiss, this was a super embarrassing moment for him. For Vince, it was
the ultimate posterization.
Legendary, I know. PJ's in Atlanta has one we missed. Good morning, PJ.
Yeah, Garo Yepremian, Super Bowl VII. Tried to throw it after he got the block kick. Mike Bass, who was his teammate in Detroit the year before, ran it back. And, yeah, that was you only see it on NFL films. But, that was a gaffe.
PJ, I brought it up yesterday after the Jalen Hurts play. I said to Maggie, there's more embarrassing plays. What about that guy in the Super Bowl who was trying to kick a field goal?
Yeah.
And
yeah, he's Greek, so he was hungry. He wanted a salad.
He was good, right? He was I know he wasn't quite Hall of Fame, but he was a big-time kicker, right? As I recall,
well, wasn't he the kicker on the 72 Dolphins?
Yeah, that's a play.
That's a play, of course.
Hello.
No, the reason why I was thinking about this is because we've been doing the Maggie and Perloff King of the Mountain project, and so the 72 Dolphins.
85 Bears. They won the whole thing.
Thank you, PJ. They're currently the Kings, still 85 Bears. But I remember looking at that play because we were doing King of the Mountain. That's what it's just double-checking.
Yeah. Garo Yepremian, he was a two-time All-Pro, very good kicker, kicked a long time. But that was not good. And by the way, that's often an embarrassing player when a kicker or a punter has to try and make a play. That often ends up in the embarrassing category.
Oh, I mean, that's how Tony Romo could end up on this list.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, he was the holder.
Well, I'm talking about when a guy who can't throw a pass tries to throw a pass.
It's just awful.
When you don't have, you might have the punter be a holder, and he's like, oh my God, what am I going to do here? And that happened, by the way, Quinshon Judkins on the Browns.
Yep.
That was an embarrassing play. They did a
trick
play.
Conversion,
and he tried to throw it out of nowhere. When a non-quarterback throws, it's always good.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster. There's another one. You know, EJ said pick Leon Lett, and the fact that he has two very embarrassing moments means he's probably like, you know, I feel like J.R. Smith is also kind of in the Leon Lett territory.
Sure.
J.R. Smith not knowing the score of the game, Game 1, NBA Finals,
yeah.
Where LeBron played the game of his life to try to get the Cleveland Cavaliers a 1-0 lead against the Warriors. I think they either got swept in that series or they only won one game. I think they may have gotten swept in that one.
I think that one they got swept.
That's the one they got swept in. I think Game 1 was the only prayer that they had. Because the Warriors were such a juggernaut then. So,
I mean, it's no Merkel's boner, but it was a big deal.
Meanwhile, Richie in Queens wants to talk about something else that's not the most embarrassing play ever, but certainly embarrassing that the Mets have lost out on Edwin Diaz. He's now going to the Dodgers. Richie, this is a disaster.
Yeah, it is. And, embarrassing plays. I picked the Marshall play, too. I thought, and the Aprilian play was in the Super Bowl. That's the only way. I mean, Washington only got 7 points, and they were totally dominated until he made that incredible dumb trying to pass it. One of the most unathletic things you've ever seen. The other thing that I thought about was the Canseco ball that hit him on the head and went over for a home run.
So
amazing. That's the
first
time I ever saw that. Yeah, so, yeah, there's a lot of it. And you know, when you talk about embarrassing moments, guys, and I sports, I always think of, related to sports, was the Joe Namath debacle with the girl with the interview.
Oh,
and
with Susie Colbert, with, yeah.
That was so embarrassing.
Yep.
Yeah, real quick, Meg, I just got back from Hershey. I had a great time. I mentioned you that last week.
Yeah.
I recommend it. It's so beautiful for Christmas. So had a real great time. With the Edwin Diaz, I've been on this bandwagon with him, with the Mets. I mean, everybody talks about they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and you touched on it. If these people don't want to come here, they have no control. They have no third baseman, center fielder, left fielder. Alvarez is a question. Alonso's not signed. They just lost Diaz. Manaea and Sanger are not even part of the rotation.
Yep.
So you could say whatever you want with this team at this point. But they lost it to the Dodgers. And by the way, Meg, you know I'm a big Giant fan, San Francisco Giant.
Yeah.
I hate to use the word hate, but God, they are so far ahead of being the evil empire. But yeah, I think at this point, yeah, the Trevor Williams thing, the Williams signing,
yeah, Devin
I think
Williams.
That was part of it.
Yep.
Devin Williams. I just think that right now they're in a free fall. Oh, he's going to spend a lot of money. He's going to do this and do that. Well, right now there's so many empty gaps. So, I've got a lot of work to do, guys.
Yeah,
thank
Richie,
you.
They've got a lot of work to do. And meanwhile, just to do one more Mets thing because he was an all-star, Jeff McNeil, who everyone thought is on 100% on the trade block, now yesterday the GM for the Mets is saying, well, he's going to play a lot of left field. Like, fantastic. And obviously I'm dripping with sarcasm there because he should be a second baseman, but he and Francisco Lindor can't get along well enough for him to actually play second base, so they had to trade a stalwart of the team for Marcus Simeon. Anyway, let's do great debate. Congrats to the Dodgers, by the way. It's a little overkill. The most embarrassing plays of all time, Pearl. That's our great debate. And Richie just brought up an amazing one. When the ball bounced off of Jose Canseco's dome.
High fly ball, right field deep. Canseco back to the track. Look it up. It is off his head, it looked like. And over the top. A home run. It looked like it hit Canseco over the top of the head. We'll have to check the replay. It did. Back to the wall. He looks like he's checking the wall. He's checking the ball. Checking the wall and the ball. Reaches up. Hits him right in the head. He goes over the top.
It hit Canseco in the head and bounced over the wall for a homer.
You hear the fireworks going off. They were in Cleveland. The fireworks are the,
yeah,
the best part.
They were like, hey, we don't know when we're going to use fireworks, but if it happens to hit somebody in the head, goes over the top, that's the play to do it. And they fired them off, baby.
Oh, no. Oh, man, that's so good. 1993. May 26, 1993. Was it Martinez, right? It was... We got to hit the home run right off of Jose Canseco's coconut right into the
Carlos Martinez.
Carlos Martinez, thank you. Amazing.
Jose Canseco looks so lost playing. Outfield, he just looks like he should have been DH'ing 2 years earlier, probably.
Yep. All right, let's get to Bogusch with headlines. What's up?
And let's go right back to those Mets. So Edwin Diaz goes to the Dodgers. Kyle Schwarber stays with the Phillies. What happens next to Pete Alonso? He's expected to meet with multiple teams, but maybe not the Mets, at the winter meetings this week in Orlando. Here's his agent, Scott Boras, being lame.
The polar vortex of last year is kind of thawed. So, this market is, that prior bear market is exhausted. So now we kind of have the running of the bulls in Tampaloosa.
We don't have that. We do not have that. Somewhere in there, Boras referencing last winter when Alonso could not get the huge deal he wanted, re-signed with the Mets, exercised his option out of that deal, and now back on the open market here. Meanwhile, who knew there was an MLB draft lottery, but the White Sox won it last night. The Rockies, historically bad this season, but could not get the top pick because they've been in this lottery the last 2 years. They will pick number 10 instead. This lottery only decides the first six choices, so the Rays, Twins, Giants, Pirates, and Royals all follow the White Sox.
So Maggie and EJ, you guys both fashion yourselves as conspiracy theory experts on how you fix a lottery. Explain how this one was fixed. Because every lottery is fixed.
I'm the NBA lottery. I don't know what baseball's doing.
Yeah, no, they're just, I mean, the White Sox have just been so bad. Maybe they actually, I don't know.
I'm kidding. You guys are taking that question way too seriously. They're not fixing the MLB lottery. Bogues has said he didn't even know it was a thing. I can't believe you're actually trying to.
Well, I really want to give you a little thought there.
Like, yeah, he's like, you're so adamant that the NBA lottery is fixed, that the MLB lottery, and even though the draft doesn't even really matter like that.
This is the problem with the MLB lottery. At least in the NBA, like, you get LeBron James, Patrick Ewing, any of these ones that we thought were rigged, like, it does change your franchise for the next 20 plus years. MLB, who the heck knows? I mean, sometimes you get Paul Skeens and sometimes you get God knows who. Like, and even Paul Skeens, he's amazing. And the Pirates can't win diddly. And so it's just a different calculus. The guy plays in the minors for 3 years.
But I still like that your brain immediately went to, okay, why is Rob Manfred trying to hurt Colorado and help the White Sox? You were definitely trying to come up with a real reason
maybe
it was fixed.
Manfred is a Browns fan, at Paul DePodesta for all the damage he caused. Now DePodesta's in Colorado, not giving it to him.
I like, bada-bing, see, yeah, bada-boom. I knew you could come up with one.
Makes perfect sense.
That buzz you might have felt last night was the NBA Cup Elite Eight tipping off in Orlando.
Here's Bane, waits for the flyby, steps in, open three, got it. Desmond Bane heating up, four big triples on the night for DP3, Magic back up five.
Desmond Bane scoring a season-high 37 in Orlando's 117-108 win over Miami. The Knicks then joined them in Vegas with a 117-101 win in Toronto, with Jalen Brunson scoring 35. Their semifinal is Saturday night. The other quarterfinals tonight, Suns, Thunder, and Spurs, Lakers. San Antonio said yesterday Victor Wembanyama will not return from his calf strain for this one. They are 8-3 without him so far. The annual Jimmy V Classic at the Garden last night, 10th-ranked BYU erasing a 22-point hole, wasted a late 6-point edge, then beat Clemson 67-64 on a buzzer-beating three from Robert Wright III. And then 5th-ranked UConn, top number 18 Florida, 77-73, behind 19 points from solo ball.
Every single part of the game, we were thinking revenge. We know they're a great team, and they have great players, 1 through 5. So, I mean, we had to come in with the mindset just to kill, really.
To kill, really. What is Dan Hurley telling these guys? Florida beat UConn in the second round of March Madness last spring, hence the revenge murder last night at the Garden. And the NFL announcing this morning, it'll return to Munich, Germany next fall and in 2028. The NFL has already played 5 games in Germany since 2022, 2 of them being in Munich. Guys, back to you.
Fantastic. All right. Coming up, more of your phone calls and your nominees for the most embarrassing play in sports. This is loosely based off of Jalen Hurts' night Monday in L.A. So keep them coming. 888-710-4ISN. Plus, coming up, Perloff and I will tell you who the team to beat is in the college football playoff bracket. It's M&P.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We got a lot going on with the Indianapolis Colts. Phillip Rivers in the building at 44. We got the Dodgers. Wow, really going for the three-peat with Edwin Diaz now signing with the team in free agency. But Wednesday is a great debate day. Today's question, what's the most embarrassing play in sports history? And Pearl, it was based off of your quarterback, Jalen Hurts, turning the ball over twice in the same play. But I don't know if that's as embarrassing enough to make one of these lit, like to make on top.
In the moment, he's the first guy on record to have two turnovers in the same play. In the moment, it felt like he was going to make these lists, but then you actually watch an NFL Films video and the Garo Yupremian that someone called about, like they just looked even a little sillier. Hurts just was an idiot on that play. If you get a fumble, he didn't know. He's never recovered a fumble like that, I'm sure. He's like tried to run with it.
He was just trying to make something happen. I mean, because the game was just going really poorly for him already up to that point.
Yeah, he kept throwing to the other team. That was his problem.
Meanwhile, EJ's choice of Leon Lett, I mean, you could do a whole 30 for 30. Like, he's got multiple plays.
You know what? I'm looking at a lot of these lists. The Cowboys are all over these darn lists. They had a lot of embarrassing plays. Tony Romo, we talked about, missing a hold. Leon Lett, Jackie Smith dropping the touchdown in the Super Bowl. It's not embarrassing. It's more tragic. But, I mean, listen, and I see who's on the line. That's why I'm kind of teasing the Cowboys. The Cowboys are sometimes an embarrassing franchise. That's all I want to say.
Well, our pal Big Dave in Kentucky, you know, Pearl, has abandoned the Cowboys in favor of the Cincinnati Bengals, Dave. And I don't know if you've got an upgrade there. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Bite me, McLovin. I'm doing good, guys. How y'all?
Doing excellent. All right, what's the most embarrassing play in sports history, Dave?
this might not be the most embarrassing. I think it's going to be high on the list, but it had to have carried the most weight. 1993 college basketball national championship game, Chris Webber's timeout that cost them a national championship against the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Dave, hold on 1 second. We have the sound from that play.
Long, a 2-2. Michigan will have to bring it.
Oh, he walked! He walked in, the referee missed it.
Webber brings it into the front court. They have no timeouts remaining.
Oh, he causes too many timeouts. That's a technical foul.
He called a timeout. Michigan doesn't have any.
Dave, unbelievable. I remember where I was when I was watching it, type moment, because your jaw was on the floor that something like that happened.
Yeah, that was a crazy play. And likely, probably cost them, or at least a really good, a tangible chance of winning the championship. You guys are talking about McLevin's boy, Jalen Hurts, double turnover in one play.
Yeah.
As bad as I hate to say this, now that I'm a part of the Bengals drive, I almost think that Burrow's back-to-back interceptions Sunday were worse than Hurts. I mean, I know in more than one play, but I mean, Jesus, God. I mean, that was
well, Dave, first, I think Burrow, listen, it opened the door for my Bills to win that game when they looked dead to rights. But, you know, snow game, one of the balls got tipped.
I know, but you guys got to admit, have you ever, I mean, it's been a while since we've seen something like that. But, you know, I said, I think this is, it's like some kind of, with the Bengals, I suggested maybe that the team gather on the 50-yard line at midnight and maybe sacrifice a goat under a full moon.
I'm sure they try that. Wait, Dave, hold on 1 second. Oh, Dave's not there anymore. I want to ask Dave a question about that Ed Orgeron story that he told on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. So we found out Big Dave, who's been a loyal caller to the show since we were back in the afternoons, is a former warden.
Yeah. So I don't know where you're going here.
Well, Ed Orgeron told this story
about,
recruiting Adrian Peterson when he was coming out of high school.
Yeah.
And Edo was at USC at the time, and Adrian Peterson obviously was from Texas, but Adrian Peterson's father was incarcerated, and his dad was in a prison in Texarkana where they were able to show the Oklahoma games.
Mm.
And so Edo tried everything in his power at the time as the head coach of the Trojans to get Adrian Peterson's dad transferred from a prison in Texas to a prison in LA so he could watch USC football.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine?
And I guess he would have been an assistant then.
Yeah, I think he was an assistant, not Pete Carroll. Because this was 2004 when Adrian Peterson went to Oklahoma.
Pardon me.
Can you imagine him on that USC team was Reggie Bush? Yeah, he was still there. Oh my God. Leinart, Bush, Peterson, Lendale White. God, that would have been fun. Shame that Edo couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, so they could not. I wanted to ask Big Dave, like, does that ever happen where people get transferred I don't know. I don't know why people get transferred for certain prisons, but a reason like that. Because EJ was saying last night on the call, you're like, it reminds us a little of one of the plot lines from the movie He Got Game.
Yeah.
They wanted Jesus Shuttlesworth to go to Big State University. And they said they'd take some time off of his dad's prison sentence.
I mean, it sounds...
They double-crossed him.
Sounds somewhat plausible.
It does. Yeah, I was like, man, this is He Got Game, but the football version. Like, I would have loved to have seen this play out. This could have been a movie.
By the way, that side plot with the prostitute...
Yeah, it never really made
sense. It didn't work. The rest of the movie was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't love that part.
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, weird. Yeah.
It felt like... I don't say gratuitous, like gratuitous nudity sex. It just felt a little gratuitous of a storyline. Like, he just didn't need it.
Yeah, it didn't move the narrative along,
let's
but that
Spike
was
Lee
so cool
phone.
Movie.
Yeah, let's talk
Spike,
about
what are you doing?
Yeah, let's teach him how to do movies. Yeah, I saw that clip of the funniest clip I saw this week was Conor McGregor. He's like talking about boxing, and he's like shadow boxing. Like, yeah, see, when you box, you gotta do this. You don't step forward. You just do a jab. You do a jab, and the caption is like, you'll never believe who he's talking to. The camera pans over, it's Mike Tyson. Conor McGregor was so out of his mind at some point, apparently, that he thought he could teach Mike Tyson how to box.
Yeah. That's when you've been hitting the head a couple times.
Seriously.
Wow. Wilson is in Southern California. What's up, Wilson?
Well, good morning, you guys. It's been a while.
How you been, dude?
I'm doing good, dude. How are you? You sound great.
We feel great.
Good. I'm glad. In 1968, in the world of golf, a golfer by the name of Roberto DiVincenzo from Argentina signed the wrong score on his partner's scorecard, it would have sent him into a playoff with a guy named Bob Golby, but instead he was disqualified. One of the most embarrassing moments in sports history, certainly in golf. And by the way, he had won previously the British Open. So he was on a roll, and no Argentine would win another Masters many, many years later, like 42 years. And I think it was, what's his name? Angel Cabrera? Yeah. Yes, but probably the most embarrassing moment in golf history.
Wait, Wilson, I'm seeing this here, yes. And I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the story, but I'm just looking at it right now, and it looks like his playing partner, Tommy Aaron, incorrectly marked the wrong score on,
and he signed
and,
off his
and he didn't catch it. So he kind of got set up, though. It's not his fault.
It
he didn't write the wrong
score. Like it.
Yeah.
And there was a controversy, a mild controversy after that, that it was a setup. I don't think so. I just think it was an oversight. And he had come off, I believe, DiVincenzo had his first bogey. And he was kind of mentally kind of set off and distracted, which led to him signing the wrong scorecard for his partner. But it was a big gaffe. And yeah. I remember, not that I watched a lot of golf when I was that young. And by the way, just before I get you off,
yeah.
How about Edwin Diaz here in Dodger land.
Yeah, that's where I got to hang up on you, Wilson. No hard feelings from this Mets fan, but a little bit.
That golf story was three spots below Merkel's boner on the Yard Barker list, so I'm well aware of it, too. I wonder if Wilson knew about that play.
Man, it seems like he got a little set up, though. Guy wrote the wrong score.
I'm always a little terrified when they go into the cabin and sign the scorecard. I'm like, get that right.
Oh, gosh. I got to do a little more research on this one. All right. Keep them coming. The most embarrassing play in sport. Who's the team to beat in the college football playoff? We'll tell you next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.